With reports like this and hundreds of photos taken during the tour, the PR machinery churned out the fodder to feed the public and enthroned Marilyn as movie star and sex symbol, exactly the opposite of what Joe DiMaggio had hoped for the trip to Japan. DiMaggio hoped Monroe would abandon a profession for which he had nothing but contempt. That's not how things turned out. Fox had to give in. She started filming with a vengeance as soon as she was well, and she and DiMaggio soon divorced, after only 274 days of marriage. When she died 8 years later, DiMaggio saw to it that fresh roses were laid on her tomb every week, sometimes 3 times a week, and this until the day he died.